Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The sheriff's office, assisted by the County Drug Task Force, served a search warrant at a property in the 18,000 block of Highway 36 in Bridgeville and found a marijuana grow operation on Monday. Officers confiscated 300 marijuana plants and 3 pistols from the property. They arrested 30-year-old Ryan Weston and 32-year-old Jesse Cook at the scene, and as officers were leaving, the property owner, 31-year-old Rye Hoyne, arrived and was arrested as well. The 3 men were booked into jail on charges of cultivation and possession. Officers also found evidence of a second grow operation at a residence owned by Hoyne in the 1000 block of Kirkwood Court in McKinleyville. At the residence, officers contacted Hoyne's father, 63-year-old John Hoyne, and a search turned up 186 marijuana plants and $6,000 in cash. John Hoyne was cited and released at the scene, and the case remains under investigation. The Corral Complex, the lightning-caused wildfire located in the Trinity Alps Wilderness, has now burned over 5,500 acres and stands at 0% containment. Around 700 personnel are battling the blaze, but are being challenged by steep terrain and limited access. Strong winds and lightning are expected to impact the fire as well. Smoke generated by the fire continues to affect nearby communities, and a smoke advisory remains in place for Del Norte, Humboldt, and Trinity counties. And the Butler Fire, currently burning in the Salmon River complex, has consumed over 18,000 acres and stands at 30% containment. According to Incident Commander Mike Minton, the 2 biggest challenges facing firefighters are steep terrain and unfavorable weather conditions, including high temperatures and low relative humidities. A meeting is scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. in the Karuk Community Hall in Orleans in order to answer questions and provide information about the fire. A second meeting is scheduled for Wednesday night at 4 p.m. in the Forks of Salmon Community Center. Arcata native Chris Layman announced his candidacy for State Senate District 2 in a campaign to replace Senator Noreen Evans, who announced last week she would not seek re-election. Layman has closed ties with lawmakers across the North Coast and 15 years' experience working as a staff member for 2 state senators. Layman opened a small consulting business in Arcata and touts his work on crafting legislation and building coalitions within state government. Layman's campaign comes with a list of endorsees that include Assemblymember Wes Chesbro, 4 of the 5 county supervisors, Patty Berg, as well as current state Senate leader Daryl Steinberg. Layman graduated from UC Davis in 1999 and is the son of former county chief probation officer Don Layman. Law enforcement across the North Coast are searching for 33-year-old Zachary Scott, a man suspected of robbing a Subway shop in Crescent City at gunpoint over the weekend, stealing an employee's car, and evading police. Scott was spotted by tribal officers in Klamath, fled the scene in the stolen car, hitting a tribal officer in the process, and those officers reported they fired several shots at Scott, wounding him. Scott then allegedly stole a second vehicle, which was found abandoned north of Orrick. Scott, who has a long rap sheet, is described as an adult white male, 5'7", 135 pounds, with brown hair, brown eyes, and numerous tattoos. Scott is considered armed and dangerous, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Voicing its support for the Hoopa Valley Tribe and long-standing water contracts, the Board of Supervisors will discuss a letter to be sent to the Bureau of Reclamation regarding a temporary injunction imposed by a federal judge over water that was to be released from the Trinity Reservoirs. The Board approved a similar letter at the end of July outlining its support for the water release and has repeatedly cited the 1955 Trinity River Act that no less than 50,000 acre-feet of water should be released each year into the river. The tribes fear another fish kill if the water is not released immediately, and the injunction stands at least through Wednesday. While the supervisors craft their carefully worded letter to state and federal officials, Assemblymember Wes Chesbro, chair of the Assembly Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture, will hold a special hearing tomorrow in Sacramento. The agenda lists 5 items, including river health and fish stocks, but of primary importance is the release of water from the Trinity reservoirs. The meeting will be streamed live online and begins at 1:30, and presentations from local, state, and federal representatives will be featured. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.